Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We thank God for today, the 11th day of the month of January, year 2022. We bless the name of the Lord for counting us worthy to see today. We thank God for the gift of life. We thank God for his protection, for his provision. We thank God for how God has been so faithful to our lives. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord, begin to worship the Lord, give God the glory, give God the honor, give God the adoration. Say, Lord, I thank you for your mercy over my life. I thank you for your mercy over my family. I thank you for your mercy over my destiny. I thank you for what you have done. I thank you for what you will do. I thank you for the manifestation of your power. All glory, all honor, all adoration be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Prayer Program. In this program, you must pray hard. In this program, your prayer must really carry fire. In this program, you must pray like a soldier. In this program, it is fire for fire. I want you to open your mouth and say, Father, I am here in this program. Minister to me yourself in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Take any source of praises and begin to worship the Lord. Magnify him. Give him glory. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. There are seven prayers that I want you to pray with fire. Don't forget this is a prayer program. Don't forget this program is where you pray and something happens. You don't stop praying until something happens. The Bible says, right from the days of the John the Baptist, the King of Heaven, the Kingdom of Heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. I want you to put fire into your throat. I want you to pray with fire. I want you to open your mouth right now. The Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist, the Kingdom of Heaven suffered violence. And it takes 75 violent people to take it by force. You are going to pray right now and pull down every stronghold of darkness. Open your mouth and say, every stronghold of darkness in my foundation, contending with my greatness, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold of darkness in my foundation, contending with my greatness, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold of darkness in my foundation, contending with my greatness, scatter by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, hidden covenant with water spirit that is affecting my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with water spirit that's affecting my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with water spirit that's affecting my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with water spirit that's affecting my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with water spirit that's affecting my destiny, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every dedication to family idol that is working against my life, in the name of Jesus. Every dedication to family idol that is working against my life, in the name of Jesus. Every dedication to family idol that is working against my life, in the name of Jesus. Every dedication to family idol that is working against my life, in the name of Jesus. Every dedication to family idol that is working against my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, destiny killers of my father's house, of my mother's house, my destiny is not your candidate. In the name of Jesus, destiny killers of my father's house, of my mother's house, my destiny is not your candidate. In the name of Jesus, destiny killers of my father's house, of my mother's house, my destiny is not your candidate. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Something is happening already. Something is happening to that brother already. Thank you, Father. Negative pronouncement against you is going back to the sender. I want you to pray this prayer. Say, arrow of sudden death, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sudden death, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers of the night. assign against my comfort. In the name of Jesus, powers of the night, assign against my comfort. In the name of Jesus, powers of the night, assign against my comfort. In the name of Jesus, powers of the night, assign against my comfort. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, my Father, contend with those who are contending against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, my Father, contend with those who contend against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, my Father, contend with those who contend against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, my Father, contend with those who contend against my destiny. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Every attempt to cover my glory, in the name of Jesus, every attempt to cover my glory, in the name of Jesus, every attempt to cover my glory, in the name of Jesus, every attempt to cover my glory, in the name of Jesus, every attempt to cover my glory, in Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer, you are going to pray this prayer very aggressively, 3 times. I want to beg you to pray this prayer very well. I want to beg you to look for a time also to pray this prayer. This single prayer we're going to pray now is a very deep prayer. Pray very well. Say, every witchcraft agenda for my life. In the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft agenda for my life. In the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft agenda for my life. In Jesus' name we pray. The prayer is, every witchcraft agenda for my life, die. Are you ready? Pray a second time. Every witchcraft agenda for my life, die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft agenda for my life, die. In the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft agenda for my life, die. In the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft agenda for my life, die. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. This is the 3rd time. Get ready to pray it more aggressively. Every witchcraft agenda for my life, in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft agenda for my life. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft agenda for my life. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft agenda for my life. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft agenda for my destiny. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. There's somebody that is connected to us today. This is your 1st time. The agenda of household enemy against you have just scattered. Yes, those who plan to cover your glory, the Almighty God has disgraced them. Thank you, Father. Beloved, few days ago, I was talking about destiny deliverance. Deliverance of our destiny. Beloved, our destiny is the major assignment that we are here on earth to fulfill. Our destiny is what has been written of us before we were born. It is just an instruction of God concerning our destiny, concerning our life. Our destiny is the purpose why we are living on earth. Our destiny is the single assignment we have been commissioned to fulfill on earth. Therefore, anything, any power that will not allow you to fulfill your destiny is the major enemy of your life. Any power, anything that will not allow you to fulfill your destiny is the major enemy of your life. I told you, I said there are reasons why you must pray with holy madness. There are reasons why you must pray aggressively this prayer called destiny deliverance prayers. Number one, I told you a day before yesterday, I said God has a plan for your life, and the devil knows that, and is fighting aggressively against that plan. Most of the time, the devil will always come during the time of birth. We must know that we can regain whatever has been stolen from our hand. Number two, as I'm talking to you now, you may either be in that God's plan or out of God's plan. Number three, you must know that you are not an experiment. You are not by accident. Even if you are born under the bridge, even if you are born through rape, you are not an accident. Understand that one very clear. Number four, God knew who you were before your mother and your father ever brought you into this world. God knew who you were before your mother and your father met with themselves. You need to understand that. Number five, if you don't take hold of your destiny, if you don't know what to do to take hold of your destiny and take charge of your destiny and guide and protect it, you will lose it. Because there's a contention against your destiny day and night. Number six, there is a conspiracy and a battle going on against your destiny. That battle is to steal your destiny. That battle is to cover your destiny. That battle is to silence that destiny. You must know that every day there is a conspiracy. Every day there's a battle. Beloved, this particular world we have find ourselves is a world of battle. The Bible says, man that is born into this world is full of trouble. A whole few days he has is full of trouble. A man that is born to this world is a few days, and that few days is full of trouble. You need to understand that. That is why another name for this world is called trouble. Number 7, there is a department in the dark world where destiny are destroyed. They call it destiny destroyer department. Our destiny must not enter into that department. You need to pray aggressively. Number 8, when vision is lost, people do not pursue their destiny. That is why you must understand the vision of God for your life. When you have a vision of God for your life, when you have understanding of your destiny, when you understand the ABC of your destiny, then you pursue it with aggression, then you can move forward. Do you know that where there's no vision, there's no destiny? If you don't have a vision, there is no destiny. You must understand that. I need to let you know that to every man or woman, to every man or woman of destiny, there is a conspiracy in the heavenlies. To every man or woman of destiny, there is a conspiracy in the heavenlies. That is why your prayer must be strong. Look at Jabesh. Jabesh was more honorable than his brethren, but the condition of his birth affected his destiny. Look at that young man called Joseph. Joseph saw a dream. He had some dreams, and those dreams revealed that he's going to be great. But look at the battle that came against him. There is always a conspiracy in the heavenlies against every man, against every woman of destiny. If God have shown you your destiny, if you are a woman of destiny, a man of destiny, you must be a prayer addict. You must pray very well, because the enemy will not want you to fulfill that destiny. And that is why you are facing what you are facing. That is why there's a contention in your place of work. That is why there's a conspiracy in your place of work. Everything you are seeing in your place of work is not just ordinary. It is an orchestrated thing from the heavenlies. It is an orchestrated thing from the coven. It is the conspiracy in the kingdom of darkness just to frustrate or attack you. Understand the spiritual matter of things. Know very sure that this battle is not a physical battle. The Bible says, though I walk in the flesh, I am not warring after the flesh, for the weapons of my warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down the stronghold, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God, bringing them to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ when our obedience is complete. That's what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. You must know that we are not fighting against flesh and blood. We are fighting against principalities and power. Understand that the devil wants to take over the territory of our life. Understand that the devil wants to plant evil into our life. Understand that the devil wants our destiny to shepherd. You must rise up and take charge of your destiny. How do you do that? The first step is to give your life to Jesus. Second step is to develop prayer power. Develop what I call prayer power, like the one you are doing now. Let your prayer be strong. Let your prayer be very hot. Let your prayer be primitive. Let your prayer be uncivilized. Pray with only madness. Pray with an officer. Now, don't pray like a gentle person. Don't pray like a madam. If you pray like a madam, you won't get anywhere. The madam, your madam, and get results. Don't pray like a gentleman. Let the fire of God enter into your bone. Let the fire of God enter into your mouth. Speak with fire, and things begin to happen. Let me tell you, the enemy is not going to have any respect for anyone, even regardless of your age and position. The enemy respects those who pray. He respects those who pray aggressive prayers. He respects those who pray fire prayers. He respects those who will not take no for an answer. Get ready to pray. Your destiny must be fulfilled. Wherever you are, tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord, it is time for me to get into the next level. Tell the Lord, this is 2022. I must move forward. My destiny must appear. The great height of God, the great height that the Lord has shown me, I must get there. Get ready right now. Mako prako teleko piaku lekuritia impia pakatada. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, if you get a bottle of oil, fine. If you don't get a bottle of water, fine. If you don't get a mantle or a handkerchief there. Lord, I thank you because you are good. You are faithful God. You never fail. You are God of wonders. You are God of power. Right now, I commit this oil and this water and the mantle in the hand of your children. I commit into your hand, let fire, let power, let the blood of Jesus enter into them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them become an instrument of God's power, instrument of deliverance, instrument for instant healing, instrument for miracle. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, I want you to take hold of your destiny now in this prayer. Prayer is the key. and I want you to pray. As you pray this prayer, within 7 days, you are coming back here to share testimony. Let me tell you, prayer will move your destiny to the next level. This prayer we want to pray, I want you to pray with power. Pray with fire, and the Lord will fight for you. Say, any power delegated to waste my destiny, you are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Any power delegated to waste my destiny, you are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Any power delegated to waste my destiny, you are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Any power delegated to waste my destiny, you are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Any power delegated to waste my destiny, you are a liar. Die in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every arrow of wickedness emanating from my root, die in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of wickedness emanating from my root, die in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of wickedness emanating from my root, die in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of wickedness emanating from my root, die in Jesus' name we pray. Say, destiny quencher in the foundation of my life, in the name of Jesus. Destiny quencher in the foundation of my life, in the name of Jesus. Destiny quencher in the foundation of my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, strong man of darkness assigned to my foundation, in the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness assigned to my foundation, in the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness assigned to my foundation, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, strong man of darkness assigned to my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness assigned to my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness assigned to my destiny, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at what is happening there. Say this one loud and clear. It's a confession. Say, the hand of the enemy will not prevail against my destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Say it 3 times. The hand of the enemy will not prevail against my destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. The hand of the enemy shall not prevail against my destiny in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The hand of the enemy shall not prevail against my destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. It is time for you to put the oil, put it on your head, and shout it loud and clear. Say, family bondage that has arrested my progress, scatter in the name of Jesus. Family bondage that has arrested my progress, scatter in the name of Jesus. Family bondage that has arrested my progress, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, cloud of bewitchment over my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Cloud of bewitchment over my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Cloud of bewitchment over my destiny, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Now take the oil and drink a little. Now you pray very aggressively now. Say, by fire, by thunder, I destroy every strong man assigned to destroy me in the name of Jesus. By fire, by thunder, I destroy every strong man assigned to destroy me in the name of Jesus. By fire, by thunder, I destroy every strong man assigned to destroy me in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Anoint your chest. Say, every satanic checkpoint mounted against my sources, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic checkpoint mounted against my sources, in Jesus' name we pray. Arrow of darkness hiding inside my body, jump out by fire in the name of Jesus. Arrow of darkness hiding inside my body, jump out by fire in the name of Jesus. Arrow of darkness hiding inside my body, jump out by fire in the name of Jesus. Arrow of darkness hiding inside my body, jump out by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, agent of sorrow assigned to pursue me, in the name of Jesus. Agent of sorrow assigned to pursue me, in the name of Jesus. Agent of sorrow assigned to pursue me, in the name of Jesus. Agent of sorrow assigned to pursue me, in Jesus. Say, any power presenting coffin to me in the dream. Enter into your coffin and die in the name of Jesus. Any power presenting coffin to me in the dream, enter into your coffin and die in the name of Jesus. Any power presenting coffin to me in the dream, enter into your coffin and die in Jesus' name. We pray, declare this one loud and clear. Say, I move to the next divine level. I move to the next divine level of my life in the name of Jesus. I move to the next divine level of my life in the name of Jesus. I move to the next divine level of my life in Jesus' name. Pray, take the oil and anoint your stomach and pray very well. Say, every fetish material that I've swallowed when I was a child, come out of me in the name of Jesus. Every fetish material that I've swallowed when I was a child, come out of me in the name of Jesus. Every fetish material that I've swallowed when I was a child, come out of me, 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 come out of me in Jesus' name. Pray, say, any altar in the house of any members of my family where my destiny has been controlled, Holy Ghost, set the altar ablaze in the name of Jesus. Any altar in the house of any member of my family where my destiny has been controlled, Holy Ghost, set it ablaze in Jesus' name we pray. From today, every satanic material in your body shall vanish in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Anoint your two hands and pray this prayer very well. Say, every witchcraft chain used to hold down my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft chain used to hold down my progress, break, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft chain used to hold down my progress, break, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft chain used to hold down my progress, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Makata parosata le cobra conde le cobra le papampia le conde ascara. Every negative medical report be cancelled by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Every negative medical report be cancelled, be cancelled, be cancelled, be cancelled in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two legs and say, evil appointment be disappointed by fire in the name of Jesus. Evil appointment be disappointed by fire in the name of Jesus. Evil appointment be disappointed by fire, be disappointed by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Oh my God, look at it. I pray for that brother. Hear the word of the Lord. Any power attacking your career shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Raise up your prayer request. Father, here are our prayer requests. One by one, oh God, answer them by your power. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for that brother. The Almighty God will give you a better job in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for that brother. The Almighty God will take you to the next level in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for that sister. That document you are waiting for shall be released this week in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. You are going to receive favor. Your green card will be released. The power of God will visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. That brother going for interview this week, the Lord said I should tell you that you should relax, that he has gone there ahead of you and is going to deliver you. Every conspiracy against your life shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. That sister, hear the word of the Lord. You have been crying because of what happened to your husband, but hear the word of the Lord. You are today, heaven shall go into operation and disgrace all your oppressors. They shall be disgraced. 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 The Lord said, I should tell you that it's about to demonstrate his power, that glory and power of God will come into manifestation, and they will know that truly there is a God in heaven. There's what God we call God of Elijah. I pray that God of Elijah will manifest, and all joy that before you shall divide, and the altar of darkness shall catch fire, and the Baal, prophet of Baal, shall be buried in the name of Jesus Christ. Malupra katalakotia imiopiumio mukubia. Every occult power against your destiny, scatter, scatter, scatter In Jesus' name, pray. May this request be answered, and may there be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for as many people who have been crying that, Lord, settle me this year. Receive divine settlement. Receive divine settlement. Receive divine settlement. In area of your career, receive divine settlement. Area of your job, receive divine settlement. Area of your marriage, receive divine settlement. Area of childbearing, receive divine settlement. Area of international breakthrough, receive divine settlement. Receive divine settlement. Receive divine settlement. Area of your health, receive divine settlement. Receive divine settlement. Receive divine settlement. Receive divine settlement. Receive divine settlement in the name of Jesus Christ. Area of new job, receive divine settlement in the name of Jesus Christ. May God answer you. May there be testimony. May we rejoice together. May we begin to shout hallelujah together. Thank you, Father. Glory, glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In case you want to get across to us, you can send an information to me on my WhatsApp number. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, Festa Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you so much, and the Lord will keep you to the end. Make sure you are always in close contact with the Holy Ghost. It is well with you. In Jesus' name.